write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
She was standing out on the highway, looking like she had no place to go. I stopped and asked her, "Are you going my way? There's no reason for you to be alone. It don't matter what your story is to me. Everybody needs a safe place to be. We'll cross those bridges, we'll move those trees. All you have to do is help me see. Well, there's a detour, there's the county line, there's a bend in the road, and there's a stop sign. We'll find our way back home, 1 mile at a time." Life isn't easy, life takes its turns. Highways to the future up in chains. And there are good days, and there are bad days. There really isn't anyone to blame. And you don't need to explain it all to me. Everybody needs a safe place to be. We'll climb those mountains, we'll get out and move those trees. All you have to do is help me see. Well, there's a detour, there's the county line, there's a bend in the road, there's a stop sign. We'll find our way back home, 1 mile at a time. She said thank you, she waved goodbye as she got out and walked up the drive. I see her standing under the porch light. I hope that she can find a brand new life. Open arms greet her as she walks into the door. Everybody needs a safe place to be. We'll cross those bridges, we'll get out and move those trees. All you have to do is help me see. Well, there's a detour, there's the county line, there's a bend in the road, there's a stop sign. We'll find our way back home, 1 mile at a time. Well, there's a detour, there's the county line, and there's a bend in the road, and there's a stop sign. We'll find our way back home, 1 mile at a time.
Doug Milloway in 1 mile at a time song he sent me, a couple months ago. Doug is the most prolific songwriter we have in the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and just period, the most prolific songwriter that I know. He's just pumping them out left and right. Doug, we love you and we really appreciate all your music. Keep sending it. Well, welcome everyone to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew. I was taped last week, and but live tonight as we celebrate songwriters from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Now, most of the time we have that show the first Thursday of every month, but on New Year's Eve we had a glitch with our show. In case any of you are listening, there were like major large chunks of nothingness. And for you audiophiles out there, do not try to save a master file with the main track muted. It doesn't work, and I deeply apologize. So we moved that show, fixed it, moved it again to last Thursday, and we're doing MAS show tonight, and we're going to be celebrating songwriters from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. That was Doug Milloway. Up next, a gentleman named Court Babcock. Now, Court is from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, and as a youth, he was exposed to lots of music through his dad, including Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, and early Elvis. Deeply influenced by the Beatles, Court strove to follow their path by writing in several genres, and he also claims to be influenced by fellow Canadian Gord Lightfoot. Court's first album, Mosaic, is available at www.courtbabcock.com or on iTunes. Here's Court with a song titled Whitebird. Thanks for joining us tonight, and look forward to sharing a whole bunch of great songs with you. Song, huh? Real folky. Well, up next, gentlemen, I just adore his songs. Mr. Nigel Egg, my favorite Englishman turned American. And Nigel is a very, very busy guy. Not only does solo work, but also plays with Bobby Ekstrand in a group called the E and I. Here's Nigel with a tune titled I've Never Missed You More. Thank you.
You shut me out of your life. I missed you so badly, baby, I could have laid down and died. You took me back and I made you my bride. We raised a beautiful family that makes me feel so proud. I missed you so much the first time. I've kept my feet all on the ground, but I've never missed you more. Oh, I've never missed you more. I've never missed you more than I do. Overseas, I had to honor the bargain I made to earn my degree. I missed you so badly, baby, while I was serving our country. That weekly phone call we were allowed, it wasn't enough time to tell you just how I feel about being gone. Until the day I came home, but I've never missed you more. No, I've never missed you more. I've never missed you more than I do now. Sparkles fading from your eyes. Ooh, I miss you, but I thank God you're alive. If you could give me some kind of sign, you know it's me that's here with you. I wanna feel you heart to heart. We're holding hands across the table, but we're miles and mountains apart. And I've never missed you more. I've never missed you more. Never missed you more than I do.
Lake. Nigel is my favorite Brit. And we lost a very talented Brit this last week. Sorry to hear that David Bowie passed away at age 69. Sad, sad, sad. Well, up next, a gentleman who's a singer, multi-instrumentalist, who writes rock, pop, folk, and alt country. You name it, he writes it. Larry loves to harmonize and co-write. He's a four-time inductee into the Minnesota Rock Country Hall of Fame. Four times. I don't even know if one of those is as a soloist, so he's done a lot. Larry Cease, member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. You can check them out at mnsongwriters.org. Here's Larry with Let the Girl Go on Minnesota Homebrew.
You say you've been hurt, but what gives you the right to follow her with questions each and every night? You drive her away with your need to be sure, and it's gone so far now, there's only one cure. Let the girl go. If you love her, let the girl breathe.
Away, we have to find
does Ruby Nordby, a name that occurs up here in Pennington County, Nordby, and also Norby without the D. Ruby, wonderful song. Thank you for your contributions. Just keep writing and keep sending those songs. Folks, our motto is you send them, we'll play them. And it's absolutely true. As long as they're what they call radio ready, what I call not naughty, we'll play them. We are featuring songs by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, an organization that started back in 1980 when John Bennett, Wayne Cox, Larry Havlock, Mike Golban, and Tom Lieberman formed something called the Minnesota Songwriters Association. Bennett was the principal founder and was elected as the first president. We're going to play a song by John Bennett tonight. Check him out at mnsongwriters.org. Most fun you can have with $35 a year. Well, up next, what would our show be without our friend Bob Muscovitz, guitar impresario and songwriting wizard? Hackensack's Bob Muscovitz spent the 70s and 80s in Monarch, a Twin City dance band. Bob is a regular on MHB because we love his songs. Now, if Bob had happened to go out to Polk County, Wisconsin, over around St. Croix Falls, Dresser, Amory, that area back in the 80s, he would have found there was a group called Monarch there, which featured Mike Pepper on guitar, Mark Meyer on guitar, and I can't remember the other two in the group, but very popular around that area. I don't think they were quite as had quite the longevity than your group did, Bob. But Bob sent us a song. It's about a lady, and I really like this song. It's called "Hot as Hell," Mr. Bob Muscovitz.
Northern Minnesota, when the winter comes to call, what a place I've got to warn you. Those crazy women have a ball. They never kiss and tell, put you underneath their spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. Fish house on the ice pack, there is action all the time. If the walleye isn't biting, there's a place to drop your line. No one will ever tell when women cast their woman spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. Women way up there are beautiful, they say. They take a winter's night and chase the cold away. I'd like to tell you more, but some things I can't say. Way up in the Northland, where women love to play. Way up north in Minnesota, life's a winter carnival. When all the snow and cold surround you, the women find it wonderful. They cast their women spell, lift you up and never tell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. So if you venture Minnesota, let your woman come to call. Cause it's a place I've gotta warn you, where crazy women have a ball. They never kiss and tell, put you underneath their spell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell. Minnesota women never tell. Cold outside but inside hot as hell.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, as usual, we have beer news. And it just gets odder and odder. This comes from USA Today, written by Ben Rogers from the St. Cloud, Minnesota Times on December 22nd of 2015. A St. Cloud woman was arrested after biting her husband's ear off during an argument over beer, according to a criminal complaint. The complaint was filed in Stearns County District Court, said that Jamie Elrod, 37, of St. Cloud, is facing a first-degree assault charge. According to the officers, they were called Friday evening to a domestic assault incident. Upon arrival, officers met with Elrod and her husband. They noted in the criminal complaint that the husband was missing part of his right ear. During a search of the apartment, officers found blood as well as part of the victim's ear on the floor. The victim told officers that he and Elrod had gotten into an argument over a beer, according to the complaint. This is rather redundant. Sorry about that. But the victim said that Elrod was yelling at him over a beer and then followed him into the bedroom where she reportedly went off at him. The complaint said it appeared Elrod had been drinking, and when asked what happened to the victim's ear, she said she did not know. A review of the jail's phone calls made by Elrod revealed that she had admitted to biting the victim's ear off, according to the complaint, and she's currently being held on $30,000 bond. Of course, she could be out by now. I don't have any wiseacre comeback on that one at all. Other than I wonder what kind of beer they were drinking. Must have been light beer, huh? Yeah. Well, we're going to do a song right now by, looky here.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right. His name is Jim Mudcat Grant, and he's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. It's about all I know about him. I've been searching the internet and not finding a lot other than he did sing the national anthem at, a football game or something. Yeah, underprepared on this one. But, there it is. Jim? No, I think we're probably talking about the pitcher, the old Twins pitcher, Jim Mudcat Grant. But anyway, Jim Mudcat Grant. Gonna have to learn more about him. He sent me this song, and it's called This Town. And we're gonna play it right now. You're listening to Homebrew.
Epidemic of hate, the disease. I place a call to a man connected. Never like selling myself. The corners to turn and new directions to follow. I put those memories back on the shelf. But I can't get out of this town. No, I can't out of this town. I know I can't get out of this town. A little crazy, I admit it, but dreaming turns on the lights. I tore down the barriers I once had erected, distinguishing days from the nights. Working hard, paying the mortgage for so many years. I'm moving on with a love that's endless. Still I'm reminded of what keeps me here. But I can't get out of this town. No, I can't get out of this town. I can't get out of this town.
the petty charades. It's got its own beauty, this river of splendor. That's something that won't fade away, no, no.
While opening a window to new promises that wait in store. But in this world of change, you and I stand strong. You are my beacon, and I know I can't go wrong. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Time is like a river flowing on soft and strong, bringing joy and some goodbyes, some tears that linger on. But while nothing stays the way it is, love stands apart. Time may change its mind, but it will not change my heart. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. If the rivers were to turn into dust, storms may separate others, but they can't come between us. Till the stars fall down, I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Till the stars fall down, I will be.
Kim and Steve Wolf one of our favorites here on Minnesota Homebrew, Till the Stars Fall Down. Pretty song. I'm surprised somebody hasn't covered that song. Well, up next, a couple more members of MAS. The singer of this next song is Kevin Bowen, who writes everything from Broadway-style musicals to pop and country. He's been on the, says here he's the MAS treasurer and sits on the board of directors. I know those positions change from time to time. And this song is co-written by Richard Schletty, who is a performing songwriter, folk rock, and a lot of spiritual, sacred, secular music. Both a nice mix. Richard serves on the MAS board of directors and is responsible for some post-production editing and manages distribution services for our Minnesingers cable TV program. He also does double duty as the MAS technical director. Here's one of the more interesting songs we've ever gotten here on Homebrew. It's titled Lost.
You've been lost, not found, treated like a clown. You've been rattled, saddled, your world turned upside down. You went MIA, missing without pay. You've been bleeding, pleading to give your work away, 'cause you've been lost. You've been barely just surviving, all your desperate dumpster diving, 'cause your ship's still not arriving, though your bills are every day. You've been acting pretty cryptic toward this economic triptych in your post-apocalyptic drumming little way. You have lost your will, but take it in a pill. You've been bottled, coddled, sucking on the steel. You went off the grid when you took the lowest bid. You've been jaded, traded, medically sedated. You've been lost. You've been trying to get paid off since your wife and kids got laid off, but some silly man just made off with your Ponzi funds today. Then your house went underwater when the jobs all crossed the border. Now there's legals on each corner, so maybe they won't stay. You've been lost, not found, treated like a clown. You've been rattled, tattled, your world turned upside down. You went M.I.A., missing without pay. You've been bleeding, pleading to give your work away, 'cause you've been lost. You have granted your permission to these government magicians, who will waive all your suspicion till they make it go away. And your debt to education is a lesson on inflation, since it's just an invitation to teach you how to pay. Treated like a clown. You've been rattled,
the saddle, your world turned upside down. You went MIA, missing without pay. You've been bleeding, pleading to give your work away. 'Cause you've been lost.
If my life's a puzzle, and I think that's all it is, I started with the corners and I worked my way to this. I know my life is a puzzle, baby. Some pieces don't exist. The night flows into darkness, and the morning sun begins. The love we share between. Thank you.
Jackson Miller writes acoustic rock music. Here's John Bennett.
Down by old Dry Gulch Creek. Yeah, there's thieves after the silver. Down by old Dry Gulch Creek. And I think that they are killers. And it's a silver that they seek. Well, I hid among the boulders. I was caught in a crossfire. Then I hid among the boulders. I was caught in a crossfire. Well, I took one in the shoulder. They had me pinned down in a quagmire. Said to my partner, I think this will be my dying day. Yeah, I said to my partner, I think this will be my dying day. Well, the sweat dripped off our heads as we both knelt down to pray. They were coming down to get us. They looked like they stood 10 feet tall. Yeah, they're coming down to get us. And they looked like they stood 10 feet tall. Well, I jumped up and said, it's time to go, and that ain't all. Never know why you do your dirty deeds. Yeah, until my dying day. I'll never know why you do your dirty deeds. Well, you didn't come for pleasure, but you came for robbery. After the silver, down by old Dry Gulch Creek. Yeah, there's thieves after the silver, down by old Dry Gulch Creek. And I think that they are killers, and it's a silver that they seek.
John Bennett, co-founder of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Check him out at mnsongwriters.org. Up next, member Leslie McKee with Jeff Sutherland. They're the Dummy Beats. Here's a song titled From the Other Side.
I'm always looking in from the other side. thunder long ago. It takes two to dance, but the flame I'm not taking. Not this time, not more than half. Why should I surrender when it me doesn't choose to confide? I'm always looking in.
Ending the night with MAS member Andrew Spreck. Nice guy. Never met him, but had a few conversations online, and look forward to hearing his gig sometime. This is Andrew with his song titled Higher You Get. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Homebrew, and check out the Minnesota Association of Songwriters at mnsongwriters.org. We'll see you next week.
Let you crawl up to heaven.